Good morning. WTIW News Time is 6:06, and that's 48 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Blue Baker, voted best sandwich shop, bakery, cookie, and food delivery in the Brazos Valley. Enjoy taste baked from scratch at Blue Baker. Good morning. I'm Jordan Meserol. Starting Monday off with some positive news, a spokesman says former President George H.W. Bush's health condition continues to improve and that he was moved out of intensive care Saturday and into a regular hospital room. Family spokesman Jim McGrath says the Bushes thank everyone for their prayers and good wishes. It was a busy weekend for the College Station Police Department. Saturday night, gunshots reported near the corner of Poplar and Eisenhower led them to a house that had been struck by several rounds. Reportedly, five men armed with a gun and a baseball bat had approached the home and tried to get three individuals to come into the street and then shot at the residents as they went back inside. No one was injured, and the culprits escaped in a black or dark blue lowrider pickup. For suspect descriptions, visit our website at WTAW.com. Meanwhile, early yesterday morning, 39-year-old Shelby Goodman was arrested for his third DWI, as well as for having a felony quantity of marijuana at 1.8 pounds. He was stopped near the intersection of Harvey Mitchell Parkway and Luther Street. A Bryan man was killed around 2 on Friday afternoon when his truck was struck by a southbound train. Trooper Jimmy Morgan with the State Highway Patrol says 44-year-old Reginald Thomas was on Spur 231 near Old Herd Road, which is near the Robertson and Brazos County line north of Bryan.
For what we know, the train was sounding the horn. Everything else was working on the train. We're still interviewing some possible witnesses that may lead to why the truck entered onto the tracks. So that part's still under investigation.
Reports indicate that Thomas was not wearing a seatbelt, and Morgan says the truck might have had a gasoline problem. It was a frustrating start to the weekend for some residents in North Bryan, as several residents found that their car windows had been smashed. Officer Kelly McKeithen says nothing was stolen, but paint was poured onto the vehicles, as well as on a house.
It's hard to tell when those actually occurred, but I want to say starting around 1 o'clock in the morning was when we started getting calls, and then officers started driving the streets in that area and were locating other victims of that criminal mischief and were contacting the owners.
She says because the crimes took place so close to each other and in such a short time frame, police are considering the crimes as possibly related. Of course, tonight is New Year's Eve, which means it's time to celebrate. But local law enforcement wants to make sure you celebrate safely, especially if you plan to drink. Here's Kat McMullen with more.
College Station's Officer Dennis Bain says if you're going to a party, you should always have a designated driver.
There's always someone that doesn't drink, so have them drive for you. If you're throwing the party, don't let the guests mix their drinks. You know, the more drinks they have, the more alcohol goes in there. And don't push the drinks on people. If they don't want to drink, don't make them drink. They can have a good time without consuming alcohol.
Bain says to be wary of salty snacks, as these make folks thirsty and likely to drink more. And don't leave your drink unattended, especially if you're celebrating in bars or clubs. Furthermore, additional law enforcement will be on the streets.
We're utilizing our STEP program, which is a selective traffic enforcement program that allows us to put extra officers on the street this holiday season to enforce those DWI offenses.
Bryan Officer Kelly McKeithen also reminds listeners not to fire handguns.
It's a Class B misdemeanor. It carries up to about $2,000 fine. Because if you just think about it, what goes up must come down. So you're shooting into the air. You have no idea where that bullet is going to come down at. And we've had that happen on several occasions where it has come down into someone's residence.
McKeithen says drivers who refuse to give a breath or blood sample will receive a court order. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And finally today, Christmas might be over, but it's that time of year again to let your expired tree bring new life to city parks.
Well, Christmas tree recycling.
Oh, yeah. When does that start?
Encourage them to leave their trees at their curb on their scheduled brush collection day. By 8 a.m. on that day, make sure you remove all the ornaments and accessories, and we'll pick those up for you and make mulch and compost.
College Station's Colin Killian says the mulch and compost will be used to enhance the parks. Meanwhile, City of Bryan Public Works will also be collecting Christmas trees through the normal brush and bulk service. WTAW News Time is 6:11 and it's 48 degrees. This look at news has been brought to you by Blue Baker. More news in about 30 minutes or 24 hours a day online at WTAW.com. I'm Jordan Meserol, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Do you want to be seen? Here's a great way to. You can put your ad on My School Bus. It builds branding and provides funding for our schools. Your ad will be seen every day by thousands of people as the buses travel around the community. And remember, school bus ads can travel to areas where billboards cannot. Call 281-962-4390. That's 281-962-4390.
Family, friends, community. These are the ties that bind us together, the ties that make up our lives. Around here, these ties are stronger than ever. Because around here, these ties are made of cotton. Those who grow cotton, who live this life, understand better than anyone how one little fiber can bind stronger than any chain. Fibermax Seed from Bayer Crop Science is proud to be part of this life, the good life. Which is why Fibermax continues to improve yields and fiber quality, ensuring the good life is there for the next generation. With varieties like FM 1944 GLB2, with excellent fiber quality and remarkable yield potential, plus traits like Glytol and Liberty Link for double herbicide tolerance, and traits for insect protection. Because with Fibermax, it's all about making the good life even better. Fibermax, official seed of the good life. Learn more at Fibermax.com. Always read and follow label instructions.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:13. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
Some beneficial rain headed our way. A cold front will be dropping down from the north and west. That'll have tendency to bring cooler temperatures our way. Also help trigger some showers. There's the potential for some showers as today goes on. High 60 to 65. Showers tonight, maybe even a thunderstorm. Lows tonight, 50 to 55. Showers in tomorrow, some clearing possible 60. Clear to partly cloudy, 40 tomorrow night. Partly sunny near 50 on Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports Media Day at the Cotton Bowl, and we'll share that with you coming up. Also, the Redskins handed it to Dallas. Houston on a slide. And just mayhem in football all the way around. We'll also run down the playoffs for you in the NFL. Mayhem.
Mayhem. Was there? I had no idea.
It was mayhem.
Yeah.
If you're a Cowboys fan.
Oh, well.
Don't you do it.
Yeah. What was the final score?
I went to sleep.
I don't know. I didn't watch.
28-18. 28-8,
yeah. Really?
Yeah.
So they weren't
stupid
in it.
Stupid Cowboys.
Oh, look. The only thing it'd be worse is if you're a Texans fan.
Man. At least they get to play again.
I was going to say, they still have a chance. We're done.
Excuse me. Didn't the Cowboys just need to be put out of their misery anyway? I mean, tell me that this has been a good season in any way.
It hasn't, but if they won, they're the NFC champs.
Yeah.
East, anyway.
Yeah.
Hey, they cobbled together like 5 wins in 6 games.
That's right. They did.
Let's be positive here.
That's right. Exactly.
If the words cobbled in your season are used in the same sentence, that's never good.
Well, and once again, by comparison to a Texans fan, I mean, if you were a Texans fan, you wandered around in the misconception that this was a good football team.
Yeah.
And the fact is, they're not. They're pretty average. Yeah. Anyway,
they can't get into any kind of rhythm at all.
They can't. They're just crumbling. How's that?
Yeah, that works.
Let's go ahead and just dump that on
cobbled
you.
Cobbled and crumbling.
Yeah. Well, there you go. That's
the state of Texas football.
That'd be professional football for you. Well, let's see what else is going on here. Oh, tonight is New Year's Eve, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know, this is our last day to do all these lists of things and stuff like that.
Well, we still got more dead people to get through.
Well, I know this. Yeah, we do. We have more dead people to get through. And among the things that is dead is my computer, so I'm really pretty thrilled about that.
Oh, that's neat.
Yeah,
if it's any consolation, the printer doesn't work either.
Yeah, I know. Well, I saw that it had been turned off. Okay, well, that means I have to go break into an office so I can print there.
Sales works.
Okay.
Did that.
Yeah, okay. Because, I mean, I'll just take the fire extinguisher off the wall and knock the handle off. Ben will just think we had a great party up
there
here.
There you go.
Yeah.
Happy New Year.
Info.
Nation.
Yeah, leave us the radio station and see what happens to you. See if that was a good decision.
I've got my party hat on over here.
Okay, good.
Let's go.
Yeah.
going to find this worth your while.
And we may get some rain, too, so that would be perfect.
Depending on what forecast, like 90%?
Yeah, we're hoping so.
All good things must come to an end. Hi, this is Sandy from Douglas Jewelers, and after many years of dedication to the community, Douglas Jewelers is going out of business. We are liquidating our entire inventory of exquisite jewelry, watches, and more. Fine diamonds, precious gemstones, and keepsakes have been discounted up to 70%. This is an opportunity you can't afford to miss. Everything must and will be sold with savings up to 70% off. Douglas Jewelers Retirement Sale on University Drive across from Home Depot. Come see us.
Hey, there you go. It's 617, News Talk 1620, WTAW. 2, 3, 4. Huh? Three. Where do you go?
Oh, I know.
I should have said it's time for birthdays because there's really nothing else to say.
Oh, see, you always
lead. Yeah, there's nothing. There's it's the seventh day of Christmas.
Man, that was...
Who knew? Oh, and it's New Year's Eve. That's right. Do you know the name of Times Square before it was Times Square, just by the way? Because, you know, it was only Times Square after the Times moved in there. Prior to that, it was called Longacre Square.
Who was Mr. Longacre?
I don't have any idea, but that was...
It's Mr. Wiseacre's brother.
My thought is that he had a whole lot of money because he had long acres. That's what I'm thinking. But anyway, they started doing that celebration back in 1904 before it ever became Times Square.
Gotcha.
There we are. All right, now we can do some birthdays.
Can we?
Yeah.
All righty. Ready? There we go.
For real.
Just for you.
Thanks.
Whoop on Gangnam Style.
Yeah.
It's his birthday today.
Oh, boy.
Whoop on birthday style.
Yeah.
He is 35 years old. His real name is Park Jang Sang, oh, by the way.
Yeah. We call him Psy.
He shares his birthday with Sir Anthony Hopkins.
Really?
Yes.
Because I was thinking about that. I saw that it was his birthday today, and I was thinking, you know, 6 months ago, we didn't care.
No.
I don't care anyway, but we didn't even know who the guy was. And What did we have, like a billion views on YouTube?
Yeah,
is that right?
First video to officially reach, I think it's a billion.
Man. Once again, nobody ever went broke underestimating the public.
Nope.
Okay, what else we got?
Anthony Hopkins, 75.
Oh, yeah.
Gabby Douglas, the Olympic gymnast, 17. The very, portly.
Okay.
Val Kilmer is 53.
Oh, and really just a bad actor. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
the line here says versatile.
Versatile. Oh, that means that he's screwed up a lot of parts.
Batman, Moses, and Jim Morrison to his credit.
Yeah. Well, he was in Top Gun.
Sure.
I mean, he did okay in that, but anyway.
Bebe Neuwirth, one of my favorites.
Yeah.
She's 54. Tim Matheson, which a lot of people won't know the name, but he was the president in Animal House.
Yeah. You'd know him if you saw him.
Yeah. Barbara Carrera, one of the Bond girls, is 67.
Mm-hmm.
Ben Kingsley is 69. James Remar, another one of those, you would know him if you saw him, actors, is 59. Burton Cummings, the lead singer of the Guess Who, 65. And Sir Alex Ferguson, former professional soccer player, and he's run Manchester United, which... Last time I looked, was making more money than Dallas.
Yeah.
As the, you know, teams that make a ton of money.
Oh, I see. Yeah, they do. I think they do pretty well.
So Alex Ferguson is 71.
Yeah. Don't have to even be into that European football to know who Manchester United is.
That's the only reason I did it.
Sure. And Andy Summers, who used to be with the police when they were still the police, huh?
Oh, I missed that one.
He's 70? Is that right?
Get out.
70 years old?
No.
Man. Your birthday started to make me feel old. All right, it's 6:20 right
now. We're not doing tomorrow?
Oh, yeah, we got to do tomorrow. You're right. Sorry.
I'll do it quick.
Good. I'm ready.
Woody Allen, 77.
Really? A New Year's kid?
Yep. Uh-huh. Bette Midler, 67. Yeah. John Densmore, drummer for The Doors, 68. Sarah Silverman, who is funny and not, 42. Julie Condra. She was in The Wonder Years. She was the hot teen girl. She's 42.
Okay.
Nestor Cabana.
What I thought.
Nestor Carbonell is 45.
Mm-hmm.
And another one of those actors, you'd know him if you saw him. Charlene Tilton is 54. Of course, everybody knows her as Lucy Ewing.
A talented lady.
Yeah.
Oh,
really.
So talented, yeah.
Treat Williams is 61. Lee Trevino, whose claim to fame, of course, is PGA Championships and being struck by lightning not once but twice.
Yeah.
And Gerald, he's 73.
Yeah.
And Jared Fogle. Mr. Subway guy is 35 years old.
I have none of those people on this list I have in front of me. I mean, Frank Langella, you got him?
No.
Michael Imperioli, you got him? Vern Troyer?
I thought Vern Troyer.
Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't matter.
I was going to say I thought he died, but that was somebody else.
Ellen Norgren, who's still pretty and a lot richer than she used to be. Huh. Okay, well, anyway, one of us has the wrong birthday list. And a great way to start the new year with that, huh? Okay, very good.
I should just kept my mouth shut.
21. It's all right. We're good.
The truth and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Like a lot of things, if somebody has evil intentions in their heart, they're gonna go out and perpetrate an evil act. You cannot stop somebody that is hell-bent on hurting innocent people unless you have the ability to prevent them. So if the left truly cares about saving innocent life, if they have any respect for our Constitution, maybe they'll join those of us that are going to cut through the fog and the rhetoric and the exploitation and take a closer look and search out policies that are related to mental health and school security. Now, if they don't, which I don't think they want to do, then what they're after isn't greater safety for our kids, but advancing an ideological agenda, which is kind of sickening when you think of it, which is happening.
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once, literally. I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The price of gas was really taking its toll on my wallet.
Oh, hey, Shelley!
So, to save some money, I've started taking the bus that sort of goes by my office.
Mom, stop talking. You're embarrassing me.
Did I mention it's my daughter's school bus? There, I just did. Hey, a penny saved.
Stop it.
Penny earned.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to GEICO.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Workers remain on the job. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. A longshoreman strike has been averted at ports from Boston to Houston. The two sides agreed to extend the dock workers' existing contract through early February, and a federal mediator is expressing optimism a major sticking point in the labor talks can be resolved in the meantime. The deal came too late for retailers. Stores didn't want to risk missing deliveries of spring products, so they arranged to have shipments rerouted. You may get news about some of your favorite TV shows. The Television Critics Association opens its winter press tour later this week. Network executives will discuss their schedules for the rest of the season. They may also offer some thoughts about what is and isn't working for traditional TV. Even if lawmakers and the White House manage to avoid the fiscal cliff, it is unlikely there will be a lasting peace in Washington. Over the next few months, Congress will have to deal with a debt ceiling and the need for a temporary spending bill. Stock market futures are higher. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
You see and hear ad after ad about owning gold, but they raise more questions than they answer. That's why American Bullion has created a comprehensive free gold guide packed with unbiased information about gold as an investment. Get the facts before you buy. Call American Bullion now for your free copy of the gold guide at 800-716-6878. That's 800-716-6878. Are you tired of stressing out about the economy and ready to take control of your retirement funds? American Bullion has a precise, tax-free, and hassle-free system to convert your existing IRA or former 401k into a gold IRA. That's why they're the leader in gold IRA rollovers. It's all spelled out in the free American Bullion Gold Guide that answers all of your questions in plain and simple English. Call for your free copy today at 800-716-6878. 800-716-6878. American Bullion. 800-716-6878.
It's holiday hoops time, which means you get men's and women's basketball tickets for half price. Get your discounted tickets for the men's games December 18th, 22nd, and 29th, also January 4th, and their SEC opener against Arkansas January 9th. For the women, holiday hoops includes December 28th, January 1st and 3rd, and the final holiday hoops game on January 13th. Great deal. Don't miss out. Holiday hoops. Go to AggieAthletics.com, click on tickets, or call the ticket office 1-888-99-AGGIE. See you at Reed Arena.
Green Teams welcomes the newly renovated MSC on the Texas A&M campus to its family of customers. Like many other businesses, the MSC uses Green Teams for interior landscaping. Green Teams also offers short-term plant rentals for events like weddings and conferences. Make your work environment more pleasant with plants. For more information about interior landscaping, call Kathy Martine with Green Teams, 823-7551. Green Teams.
Hey, good morning. It's 626, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Brazos Valley Recycling. Think globally, act locally. That's Brazos Valley Recycling. Go to the website at BrazosValleyRecycling.com.
Clouds, they'll be rolling in throughout the day. They could be followed by some showers. Highs today, 60 to 65. Showers tonight, there's the chance of a thunderstorm. Lows overnight, 50 to 55. Showers will taper off tomorrow morning. We'll see some clearing in the afternoon. Highs near 60. Tomorrow night, clear to partly cloudy with a low around 40. During the day Wednesday, it'll be partly sunny and cool with a high of only 50 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Before you really commit to that New Year's resolution, you may want to ask yourself a question or two. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
You see and hear ad after ad about owning gold, but they raise more questions than they answer. That's why American Bullion has created a comprehensive free gold guide packed with unbiased information about gold as an investment. Get the facts before you buy. Call American Bullion now for your free copy of the gold guide at 800-716-6878. That's 800-716-6878. Are you tired of stressing out about the economy and ready to take control of your retirement funds? American Bullion has a precise, tax-free, and hassle-free system to convert your existing IRA or former 401k into a gold IRA. That's why they're the leader in gold IRA rollovers. It's all spelled out in the free American Bullion Gold Guide that answers all of your questions in plain and simple English. Call for your free copy today at 800-716-6878. 800-716-6878. American Bullion. 800-716-6878.
Behind every New Year's resolution is a bigger desire for change in your life.
Let's say you want to lose 10 pounds. The real question to ask is why.
Judith Wright, author of the book, The One Decision.
Maybe you want to feel better. Maybe you want to be sexier. Maybe you want to be more attractive. But underneath all that probably is that you want more love in your life. So commit to that instead.
Judith believes that New Year's resolutions fail because they're really just little stabs at changing small behaviors.
And what happens is that we haven't really decided how we're going to live our lives and what the quality of our life is going to be, not really deciding the big question about our life.
So rather than New Year's resolutions, Judith recommends you make one decision about your life.
That you then use to guide all the other choices in your life. There's many choices, but there's one decision. There's one person I worked with, and they made a one decision to be more truthful and genuine in their lives. And it guided everything from even writing an email when they wanted to fudge some information, or on a first date, like how much should I reveal myself. That one decision starts to impact all those choices.
So what would your one decision be? To be more caring? To be more generous?
You don't really have to know what it is. It really just has to be kind of a more of a conviction in your heart. And what's better sometimes is even test drive a one decision. You know, try one on and try to orient your choices toward that. It's why you want to do what you're doing and how do you want to be.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
Okay, Paul. The hotel clerk received...
Brazos Valley Bride is the local source for wedding inspiration in the Brazos Valley. As the official publication of the Bridal Association of the Brazos Valley, we work closely with local vendors to bring brides inspiration, ranging from designing invitations and table arrangements to picking the perfect photographer and cake. For information about advertising in the spring 2013 edition of Brazos Valley Bride magazine, call Sam Jones with Brian Broadcasting at 695-9595. That's 695-9595.
Good morning. It is 6:31 and it's 48 degrees here at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up in just a few minutes after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates, now at a new, larger location at 2803 Earl Rudder Freeway South. They'll offer the same personalized care you've come to expect from Drs. Eero, Riley, Vizi, Brazil, and their staff. They are part of the St. Joseph Difference. Good morning. I'm Jordan Meserol. Starting your Monday off with some positive news, former President George H.W. Bush is out of intensive care in a regular room at a Houston hospital. Bush was hospitalized November 23rd for treatment of a bronchitis-related cough. He was moved to ICU last Sunday after he developed a fever. An early morning call to the Hearn police resulted in one man dead over the weekend. Hearn officers responded to the Columbus Apartments on Riley Street early Sunday when shots were reported coming from a white car. When officers arrived at that complex, they engaged 28-year-old Tadarrell Satchel, who died in the shooting. The incident is still under investigation by the Texas Rangers. It's New Year's Eve, and there will be a lot of celebrations tonight, but be aware, Bryan Police will have additional street patrols to help keep everyone safe. Here's Kat McMullen with more.
Officer Kelly McKeithen says that includes a no-refusal policy for suspected drunk drivers.
If you are believed to have been drinking and driving and are intoxicated, and you refuse to give a specimen of your blood or breath, then officers will seek a search warrant to get that blood so that we can ensure, you know, better cases against those people who are drinking and driving.
McKeithen also reminds listeners to keep fireworks out of the city.
I love to shoot off fireworks. I love to see my kids' faces when, you know, all those colors are up in the air. But city limits, it is prohibited. You are caught with fireworks. It doesn't matter if you are even using them. If you are in possession of those fireworks in the city limits, then you can receive a citation.
Grant money is paying for the additional enforcement. Meanwhile, even if your own get-together isn't out of hand, College Station's Officer Dennis Bain has tips for dealing with noisy neighborhood parties.
Call us. Don't go over and try to take care of yourself. Lots of times that escalates things because, remember, there's alcohol involved. It might not be the neighbor that you're speaking with. It might be one of the guests that showed up. So just call us. Just because we're going over, it doesn't mean they're going to get a ticket. We'll get things quieted down.
Bain says he understands that it's a holiday and people will be partying, but citizens need to respect the rights of others. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
With New Year's falling on a Tuesday this year, Colin Killian advises that College Station sanitation and brush collection services might differ from their regularly scheduled days.
We will be closed on New Year's Day. Sanitation, there will be no sanitation or recycling that day. Sanitation collection will be collected one day behind that scheduled day. And then that means that Tuesday and Wednesday recycling will be collected on Wednesday and all other days are normal.
For further details on those pickups, visit the city's website at cstx.gov. Drugs and guns were part of what College Station police had to deal with over the weekend. A traffic stop near the intersection of Harvey Mitchell Parkway and Luther Street early yesterday morning resulted in police finding more than a pound of marijuana in a car. The driver, 39-year-old Shelby Goodman of College Station, was arrested for the possession of the marijuana as well as his third DWI. And on Saturday night, three Poplar Street residents were shot at by five men who had previously tried to get those residents to come into the street. No one was hurt, but the house was damaged, and the men, armed with a gun and a baseball bat, fled the scene. At WTAW.com, you can find more details, including a description of that getaway car. And Bryan police were busy late Thursday afternoon after reports came in of several cars with smashed windows. Kelly McKeithen says the crimes took place north of Highway 21 in the Woodville area.
Most of them were on different streets. Mostly there were vehicles that had their windows broken on the vehicles, but yet nothing was taken. So it was more of a criminal mischief type act. There were two vehicles that we know of that were in very close proximity to each other that had paint placed on the vehicle. And then we had one resident that received some criminal mischief to the actual house.
As the investigation continues, McKeithen encourages anyone who might have seen or heard something suspicious to contact the Bryan Police Department. A collision between a train and a truck that took place Friday afternoon on Spur 231 near Old Hearn Road took the life of a Bryan resident. Trooper Jimmy Morgan says investigators are still trying to determine why 44-year-old Reginald Thomas' pickup was on the tracks.
It's a possibility the truck just driving onto the tracks. It might have been actually trying to back up off the tracks. The trooper's thinking there was a situation with gasoline, and maybe the truck had stalled out and was trying to go in reverse and back off the track. So that part is still being investigated.
Morgan says, for what they know, the train was sounding its horn. He says this particular crossing has a yield sign, but no guarded arms. WTAW News Time is 6:36, and it's currently 48 degrees. This look at news has been brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates. More news in about 30 minutes or 24 hours a day online at WTAW.com. I'm Jordan Meserle, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
On holidays, St. Joseph Express is your answer to tackling colds, aches, pains, and cuts by getting you in, getting you seen, and on your way quick. With locations in Bryan, College Station, Brenham, and Hearn, St. Joseph Express is open early to late and on weekends and holidays with no appointment needed, seeing patients of all ages and accepting most major insurances. You'll like the doctors, like the service, and most of all, like getting seen on a holiday. St. Joseph Express, making a difference for you.
Are you ready for a personalized one-on-one exercise program? Super Slow is just that. Give them a call at 693-6100. Go in. The first session's absolutely free. Takes about 30 minutes or a little bit less. But most importantly, this is focused on you and what you want to get out of this program. Again, the number to call is 693-6100. Go in, try the machines out. You know, there are machines that they've had since I started going there that I've never been on because that's not part of my personalized exercise program. So if you want one-on-one attention that can efficiently move you through a workout plan that you're committed to, then Super Slow is the solution for you. Call them today at 693-6100. Make the choice that can make a difference for the rest of your life. And again, it is a commitment to do just that. They'll work with you every step of the way. Give them a call at Super Slow Zone at 693-6100. Minutes a week in shape for life, Super Slow Zone.
Hey, let's do some weather at 6:38. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years, called Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
Some beneficial rain headed our way. A cold front will be dropping down from the north and west. That'll have tendency to bring cooler temperatures our way. Also help trigger some showers. There's the potential for some showers as the day goes on. High 60 to 65. Showers tonight, maybe even a thunderstorm. Lows tonight, 50 to 55. Showers in tomorrow, some clearing possible, 60. Clear to partly cloudy, 40 tomorrow night. Partly sunny near 50 on Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. One of the Aggies has declared for the NFL draft. We'll share who coming up in a bit. Also, we'll get you updated on the NFL playoff scheme and some NBA, too, coming up in 12 minutes.
There you go. As far as the rain that's being promised, and again, it does look good. There's a 90% chance today and tonight. It's pretty much at Interstate 35. You're going to be trekking in this way. So
it was drizzling when
yeah.
I came in.
Yeah,
it was bleak this morning. Now
just the slightest little bit, a little bit of precipitation,
kind of a little spittle.
Yeah. So
the farmers are happy though. I was talking to a farmer over the weekend. All he wants is rain for the new year. That's what he said.
Yep. It's we've gotten a little bit in the area. It drizzled for 24 hours the other day, which probably gave us an eighth of an inch.
I got a half inch at Rancho de Cayo.
Did you? Well, that's not bad. That's it. So. The most important thing that happened yesterday.
I slept in.
Yeah. Well, I'm. Yeah. I'm sorry. Oh, cool. Well, nothing wrong with that. Actually, in Washington, D.C., because, it's the fiscal cliff time. The most important thing that happened yesterday was early in the day, and we always appreciate this, early in the day, Harry Reid, who's the Senate Majority Leader, announced there would be no votes that night, which was really important because that meant, I'd say tailgating, but senators don't tailgate, you know what I'm saying?
They knew that they could go ahead and get ready in whatever way they do for the Redskins and the Cowboys game. See, had they thought that they were going to have to vote or something like that, then they might not have been able to go over to their favorite lobbyist's house for the pregame party before they got into their chauffeur-driven limousines and went to the football game for the pre-kickoff party and then stay up there in the boxes, because they don't sit with the common people, of course, so that they could party and observe the game last
night. Now, as I did watch the game, I noticed that there weren't a whole lot of pictures of them, though.
Yeah, well,
former players were there, Jerry Jones, owner's boxes.
Yeah,
but surprisingly, there were no, hey, look, Senator such and such came to the game.
I think, you know, here's the deal. Then the reason is very simple, because all it takes is one of those guys getting mad at the NFL and they're going to start looking into them or, you know, taxing them or something like that. So if they want to be there to, well, watch the game the way they like to, which generally means that they're going to hold a glass in one hand, then
jingling ice cube.
Sure, that's true. Then they certainly don't want to be on camera. So kudos to Harry Reid. It really doesn't matter what happens to the economy of the United States. It doesn't matter that there are people who are going to have to start paying higher taxes tomorrow. It doesn't matter that the amount of money they're taking out of your paycheck for Social Security is going up again next year. It's a matter of they were able to get to the ball game, and we're glad they did. And if they were Cowboy fans, they're disappointed. If they're Redskin fans, they were happy. If, like most of them, they don't really care, they were just there for the party. Because, after all, they're taking care of the country's business, which is...
See, at this rate, they should have just put it on the game.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, they should have.
If, you know, Washington wins, we don't go over the fiscal cliff. Dallas wins, we go over the fiscal cliff.
Right, yeah, that would have been just as good. So today, they're going to be working in earnest on this. Don't forget.
Yeah, okay.
They're
going
to be working so hard to make sure that none of this bad stuff happens to us. But I appreciate Harry Reid letting them know that they could start partying. And Harry doesn't party. You know, Harry's a Mormon. But he understands that it's important to let the other folks party. The president was on Meet the Press yesterday, apparently, touching on a number of issues. I slept through that. Like you, I slept in, too. I think I slept till about 8:30 and didn't care about Meet the Press anyway.
Yeah, that was me.
Yeah. On what gun control initiatives he might act on next year, he said, quote, "I'm not going to prejudice the recommendations that are given to me. I am skeptical that the only answer is putting more guns in schools. And I think the vast majority of the American people are skeptical that that somehow is going to solve our problem. The bottom line is we're not going to get this done unless the American people decide it's important." Thank you, Mr. President. We appreciate that.
I've learned a lot of my friends are constitutional scholars.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. There is a lot of Second Amendment talk going on.
Oh, yeah. That's for sure. There's no doubt. And again, all you got to do is walk into your favorite gun store or even one that's not your favorite and find a lot of empty shelf space there.
Mm-hmm. There was a story on a local television station about that.
Oh, is that right?
You cannot get into a concealed carry class here in town for like 2 months.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Well, you know, that's, again, that would be the economy speaking right there. That's supply and demand, isn't
it? Yes, sir.
Golly.
Capitalism works.
Yeah, that's what we learned in economics class. That's the way it's supposed to be. So here we go. Hillary Clinton admitted to a New York hospital yesterday after discovery of a blood clot stemming from the concussion that she suffered earlier this month. If you'll remember that, she got the stomach flu. That made her woozy. She woozed and passed out and apparently got a concussion.
She woozed. I like that.
Yeah. And we had questioned at that time how one of the most powerful women in the world would not have been taken to a hospital because she passed out and bumped her noggin. But I guess they decided now would be a good time to do that. So they'll take care of that. Hey, and yesterday, I mean, among the things that they didn't do on Friday was the fiscal cliff, but Congress did approve a measure to extend the surveillance authority of the U.S. government mm-hmm. for 5 more years, which basically means that it'll allow the government to eavesdrop on communications involving foreign citizens in the U.S. without obtaining
But not U.S. foreign. Citizens.
Well, unless they're communicating with foreign citizens.
Yes.
And if you've ever communicated with a foreign citizen, that might be enough reason they just listen to your voice, too.
Dun, dun, dun.
So we'll see. Anyway, that's going on. And there was one thing of all the yuck, chatting junk that they did yesterday. Tom Brokaw. Remember Tom? Old guy used to do the news. He had an interesting and basically correct take on this whole gridlock thing in Washington. 75% of the congressmen come from districts that are so gerrymandered that they are basically bulletproof, okay? 75% of them are guaranteed to be in that position basically as long as they want to. So that means that there's only 25% in play. That means there's only 25% who really have to watch their back.
Wow.
Only 25% who have to care what their constituents think. 25%. The other 75 are locked in.
I wonder where that 25% falls. I wonder if it's like that, you know, majority East Coast or...
Yeah, I think it's probably split up a lot. And again, it probably also had to do with those people who had been in office for so long that they were protected. And so I don't know that there's a geographic... It may be just spread all over the place.
Yeah.
But it's... Yeah, it would be interesting to know. And more interesting to know how those members of Congress behave as opposed to those who fall into the 75% category, mm-hmm. who basically don't have to worry.
Can just go to the Redskins game.
That's it, right. or just party.
Yeah.
Some of them probably weren't awake when the Redskins kicked off, too. Oh, that was tacky.
Since 1972, the Sevcek family has owned and operated Sevcek Service Center. Whether you need a flat tire fixed or an engine replaced, Sevcek's has experienced, knowledgeable mechanics on staff to get the job done. Sevcek's is open 7 a.m. until 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. In most cases, you can drop your car or truck off in the morning, pick it up in the afternoon. And Sevcek's has a full-service gas island where you can get the fluid levels and tire pressure checked while filling up. Sevcek Service Center, 2200 Longmire, just out from the post office in College Station.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For nearly 70 years, Producers Cooperative has been providing quality agricultural products and services to farmers and ranchers in the Brazos Valley. From a full line of livestock feed, seeds and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, it's all at Producers. Producers employs professionals with the expertise to provide technical assistance for your success. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results. Since 1943, Producers on Texas, north of 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Our houses probably aren't going to crumble around us, but their foundations have certainly faced their share of challenges recently. So what can a gardener do to preserve the concrete stability without sacrificing good landscaping? Trees get a lot more blame than they ought to, specifically tree roots. However, before I step out of that fragile limb and go too far, let me admit that I'm no structural engineer. It would seem, however, at least to this one plant man, very unlikely that the roots of a tree whose trunk is 25 or 30 feet from a concrete slab would ever be able to do any damage to the slab. Slab wins every time. The truth about tree roots. The rest of the truth right after this important message. My 30th annual Texas Gardening Calendar for 2013, plus a one-year subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. You really need to get these because they will make 2013 a wonderfully successful year in your landscape and garden. I have more than 10,000 words in the calendar telling you month by month through hundreds of bullets, precise information of when to plant and prune and fertilize and spray all of the plants in your landscape and garden. If you've ever wondered, I wonder when I should, and if it covers gardening, it's in this calendar. Beautiful calendar, my 30th annual, and a full year of the award-winning Best Regional Gardening Magazine in America, Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. The calendar at a one-third savings when you buy it with the magazine. $38.95, satisfaction guaranteed. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-GROW. Call 1-800-752-4769. There are repair companies, foundation repair companies out there that would have you making all kinds of heroic corrections, from cutting all of the roots on that side of a given tree to taking the tree down entirely. Some even scare clients into taking out all shrubs that grow near the house. That's when you have foundation problems. Whether the roots of those plants are involved in foundation troubles in any way or not, one has to admit the nature of our native soils in much of Texas is the bigger beast in the battle. Many Texas clays get fat when it rains, and they develop big cracks when they're dry. If you live on a sandy soil, maybe you don't know what we're talking about, but it can be really bad. You can turn an ankle or lose a golf ball or both in the same swing in those cracks. Give that soil a 4-inch rain. You'll never see signs of the cracks. All the while, it's like a mini seismic event for your foundation. So back to the question, what's a gardener to do? Well, first, don't sweat the small shrubs. Lay a soaker hose behind them and let it do the sweating for you. It will replenish any water they might suck out from under your foundation. Truth is, that same remedy will also compensate for larger shrubs, too. If you have shade trees with large surface roots, and if those shade trees' trunks are within 10 or 15 feet of the house, you might, I repeat, might, make a case for cutting one or two of the most likely problem roots. This is a good time to do that. Fall is even better, but get it done soon if that's what you're going to do. But I'd let an arborist weigh in on it. Carrying that one step farther, if you have a known problem with a tree's roots cracking any type of concrete surface, whether it's your foundation, a walk, a drive, or curb, you can trench on that side of the tree as far from the trunk as possible to a depth of 15 or 18 inches. Install a heavy root barrier available from many nurseries and landscape contractors. You can also use segments of corrugated fiberglass cut and installed vertically within the trench that you dig. That'll keep the roots in place. It's like a wall of a pot. Simply keeping the soil moist is the most important step you can take toward protecting concrete from landscaping plants. It can work. I'm Neil Sperry. Prepare your garden soil soon. It's that time. I'll have details in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Howdy, and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your sports on WTAW. It's 6:51. Aggie football is in Dallas, gearing up for the Cotton Bowl on January the 4th. Yesterday was media day. Here's Coach Sumlin after being asked if at some point during the season he had ever had a chance to just step back and say, wow, that just happened?
No, I think as a coach, particularly the way our season evolved, with so many things happening, number one, the first game being postponed, really eliminating our bye week and going 12 straight weeks, it was handle that game Saturday, deal with it, win or lose, and then move on to the next game. And it probably wasn't until, I don't know, even when we were in New York sometime, flying around at these award shows, then I think that's when it kind of hits you that, hey, we've accomplished a lot as a team and a lot of individuals. So, but when you're inside it, when you're involved in it week to week, it becomes very, very routine, if you will. And I think that says a lot about our team.
Johnny Football was asked about being able to play a bowl game in Texas for his first one.
Love being in Texas. Anytime I get to stay in Texas, I'm one of the happiest people alive. So to be in one of the nicest stadiums in the country and to play OU, a traditional powerhouse like that, it's great. Get to be back in Texas is not much better.
And a lot of the questions swirling around the press conferences were the number of juniors A&M may actually lose to the NFL. Demontre Moore was asked if he was going to stay for his senior season.
I love being down here. The coaching staff, just the environment, just talking to my family and the coaching staff and, you know, just evaluating everything. And so we're just going to see how it plays out after this.
How are you leaning one way or another?
Yeah. I'm not. We're just still just talking about it, so trying to figure this out.
Come to find out he had. After media day, he had made up his mind and he posted to AggieAthletics.com this morning. Texas A&M All-American defensive end Demontre Moore from Dallas, Texas has decided to forego his senior season. The A&M declared for the 2013 NFL draft. Moore, a junior from Rowlett, Texas, earned first-team All-American honors across the board. And Coach Sumlin said, quote, I couldn't be happier for Demontre as he pursues his professional dreams in the NFL, end quote. Don't forget, Aggie football, that's January the 4th with the pregame scheduled at 6, kickoff at 7, and all the action live right here on WTAW. Turning now to the pros, Washington Redskins won the NFC East title last night after beating the Dallas Cowboys 28-18. Rookie running back Alfred Morris rushed for 200 yards and 3 touchdowns for the Skins. Tony Romo threw 3 interceptions as the Cowboys missed the playoffs for the 3rd straight year. Here's Cowboys head coach Jason Garrett on his team and Romo not getting it done.
He's played really well in a lot of big games in his career. And, you know, there have been a couple of these games towards the end of the year that are critical games. And we haven't gotten it done as a football team. And Tony's certainly a part of that, but everybody's a part of that.
On now to the Colts and the Texans and, I'm sorry, the Texans and The Colts, yes. Andrew Luck threw two touchdown passes yesterday as the Indianapolis Colts topped the Houston Texans 28-16, and Coach Pagano's return. Pagano returned to the sidelines after a tough fight against leukemia. Some of the cheerleaders, even for the Colts, shaved their head in support of the coach, which on the sideline was truly, truly touching. Here's Colts quarterback Andrew Luck on playing for the coach.
Guys really did not want to lose, you know, in his first game back and, you know, right before the playoffs starting. And
the Texans have lost three of their last four for the second consecutive year. The Texans will host the Cincinnati Bengals in the wild card round of the playoffs at Reliant Stadium. Game scheduled to kick off Saturday at 3:30. Making the playoffs in the NFL, Washington, Green Bay, Minnesota, Atlanta, San Francisco, Seattle, New England, Baltimore, Cincy, Houston, Indy, and Denver. Turning now to the hardwood of the NBA, Tony Parker scored 21 points last night as San Antonio defeated Dallas 111-86. And the Rockets' first-round pick, Royce White, has refused his assignment for the Houston D-League affiliate. White was spent most of the season on the inactive list while he and the team tried to figure out how to handle his flying anxiety disorder. White was assigned to the Rio Grande Valley Vipers on Saturday. That's your sports brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan. Still the biggest and still voted the best. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Brazos Valley Bride is the local source for wedding inspiration in the Brazos Valley. As the official publication of the Bridal Association of the Brazos Valley, we work closely with local vendors to bring brides inspiration, ranging from designing invitations and table arrangements to picking the perfect photographer and cake. For information about advertising in the spring 2013 edition of Brazos Valley Bride magazine, call Sam Jones with Brian Broadcasting at 695-9595. That's 695-9595.
Aggie football is gearing up for the Cotton Bowl, and so are we. As the flagship of Aggie Athletics, we felt like it was our job to help you plan your trip. We've secured your Aggie fan pregame Cotton Bowl party in Dallas. Hey, it's Kevin O'Connor. I'm the sports guy here at News Talk 1620. Join us at the Across the Street Bar, 5625 SMU Boulevard in Big D, for great drink specials and tons of fun Thursday, January the 3rd. We'll celebrate the great season and get you ready for the big game on Friday. To find out more, just go to the WTAW Facebook page, and we'll get you filled in there. Looking forward to seeing you at Across the Street Bar, Thursday the 3rd.
Family, friends, community. These are the ties that bind us together, the ties that make up our lives. Around here, these ties are stronger than ever, because around here, these ties are made of cotton. Those who grow cotton, who live this life, understand better than anyone how one little fiber can bind stronger than any chain. Fibermax Seed from Bayer Crop Science is proud to be part of this life, the good life. Which is why Fibermax continues to improve yields and fiber quality, ensuring the good life is there for the next generation. With varieties like FM 1944 GLB2, with excellent fiber quality and remarkable yield potential, plus traits like Glytol and Liberty Link for double herbicide tolerance and traits for insect protection. Because with Fibermax, it's all about making the good life even better. Fibermax, official seed of the good life. Learn more at Fibermax.com. Always read and follow label instructions.
A couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. I don't know if you remember this story that there's this high-rise jail in downtown Chicago, and these two guys who are bank robbers convicted escaped wearing their orange jail gear.
Which you brought up.
Right, which, you know, seems like it'd be pretty evident that you could find them, and, you know, they had them, but one of them escaped again.
You're joking.
We're at the point now where it's 10 days later, and a guy who escaped from this high-rise Chicago prison is missing.
You're kidding me.
They're offering a $50,000 reward for the capture of 38-year-old Kenneth Connolly. See, now, Joe Jose Banks, he's in there. He's in the Metropolitan Correctional Center. But this other guy, Kenneth Connolly, apparently, I'm going to guess he's not in his jail uniform anymore. The two convicts apparently awaiting sentencing in the federal detention area made a rope from bed sheets and dental floss.
Dental floss?
I mean, how much dental floss, first of all, are you able to get your hands on in a federal detention facility? And secondly, I mean, where do you use that? Is it you use that to tie the sheets together?
I guess to reinforce it.
Yeah, what's the tensile strength of floss?
I don't know.
Apparently strong enough for a guy.
I guess so. Well, think about it. I mean, is your floss...